Good morning. If you have a Bible, if you would please open to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. In our 9 o'clock period, we offer a brief lesson to get our minds ready to worship and study our Bibles this morning. And I'd like to talk together this morning for a few moments about a topic and a subject that is difficult to apply in our lives, but it's something that all of us need to implement, and that is the issue of patience. And as we think about what the Bible teaches us about patience, we should start by recognizing that patience is a quality of God. In Romans chapter 15 and in verse 5, it says, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus." It is a characteristic of who God is. Here he is described as the God of patience. If you look over in 2 Peter with me, in 2 Peter chapter 3, we see one way in which that patience is demonstrated, and that is in the fact that he allows the world to stand. We often scratch our heads and wonder, in a world of such wickedness, why does the Lord just not bring things to an end now? Why does he not call people to judgment? It is a demonstration of his long-suffering or his patience. Notice 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. It says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And not only is it a characteristic of God, and certainly as we think about qualities and characteristics of God, we should strive to imitate all of those things that are within our ability. However, we must recognize it's also a command. Look over in the book of James with me for a moment, in James chapter 5, and we'll see that in James chapter 5, the Holy Spirit will command those who are disciples of Christ to exercise patience. Notice the way it's worded here. Verse 7 to begin with, it says, "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." So we're not talking about something that's just an option. We are commanded to exercise patience. Here specifically, patience as we wait for the Lord's return. Look with me over in the book of Ecclesiastes, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8. And here the preacher, through the Holy Spirit, will indicate to us what a virtue patience is. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8 says, "The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit." We live in a world in which there's an awful lot that is pushed in terms of the pride of spirit. Here we see that to be patient in spirit is much more honorable. Go back to the book of Romans with me for a moment, and I'd like us to notice in Romans chapter 5 that the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, reveals that patience plays a role in the development of character. It is something that when we exercise it in our life, it leads us to the development of character. Begin with me in verse 1 of Romans chapter 5, and it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Notice the word that the New King James translates perseverance here. Some translations will render that patience, but here perseverance leads to character and character to hope. One of the most difficult things certainly about patience is enduring or being patient when things aren't going the way that we would like them to. When we face tribulation or we face some hardship. If you would turn with me to Romans chapter 12, I want you to notice that here the Holy Spirit is not ignorant of the fact that that is a difficulty for us. But in this great section of Romans chapter 12 that talks to us about the kind of qualities we should demonstrate in our life, I'd like you to begin reading with me in verse 9 and go down to verse 12. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, notice this, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Notice there that idea that is expressed. We've got to strive to be patient in tribulation. And you know, we might think about that text we read a moment ago in Romans chapter 5. Why is it that we could think of patience as something that leads to character? Because when we've had hardships, when we've had tribulations, and we don't allow those to destroy our faith, we keep going, we persevere, we are patient in those things. It develops a strength of character. It develops the kind of attitude that the child of God ought to have. A couple of final things as we bring our thoughts to an end. Go to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Now, we mentioned at the beginning that we are not talking about something that's optional. We're talking about something that's a command. We could add to that the fact that patience, just like faith, patience just like confession or repentance or baptism, is something that is connected as a necessity for salvation. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever realize that Scripture teaches that? I think certainly we can draw that conclusion if you'd look with me in Romans chapter 2, begin in verse 5 and go down to verse 8. Notice the wording. It says, but in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Now notice this. Eternal life to those who by patience, continuance in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Notice the wording there. Eternal life comes to those who by patient continuance in doing good. So is that a necessity for salvation? Yes, it is. And the fact that we must patiently continue to faithfully serve the Lord, we must patiently continue to do that which is good. I want to end with a text in the book of Psalms. Go to Psalm 40 with me. And I want us to notice that patience is not something that is without a reward. And the psalmist will illustrate that very, very clearly to us in Psalm 40. And I'd like us to read together the first three verses here, where David in this psalm describes his own patience, but he also describes the benefit that has come as a result of waiting patiently for the Lord. Notice verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. May we think about these things, and may we grow in our patience in service to the Lord.